today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
As usual, we start with looking at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 4th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we listen to the Holy Quran. For today, we choose verses 15 to 20 of chapter Al-Fajr.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, "My Lord has honored me."
وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا.
But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, "My Lord has humiliated me."
كَلَّا بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا.
And you love wealth with immense love.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
These verses refer to the divine trials as a scale for his rewards and punishments. One does not realize that the trials from Allah are sometimes given through blessing and sometimes occur through disaster. Neither the abundance of blessings should cause man to be proud, nor should disasters make him disappointed. But impatient man forgets the essence of the trial in both cases. And when he receives the blessings of Allah, he thinks that He has honored him.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
And today's topic: why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? Dear brothers and sisters, almost every civilized community has its own heroes for whom annual memorial gatherings are arranged, so as to remember and honor them. The style of such memorial varies from culture to culture, but the substance remains identical. The highlights of the hero's life are reenacted, and the community undertakes to keep alive the ideals from which these heroes gave their lives. One such great Muslim hero, whose exemplary life and heroic death have become the cornerstone of such memorial, is Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam Hussein has assumed this predominance not only because he was the beloved grandson of the Prophet, but also because of his own merits as a man of unique virtue, intense piety, and who cherished a deep sense of commitment to the causes of humanity.
There are also other methods for us to deal and manage our bala and manage our pains. When we look at some of the other solutions, one is the connection that we have and the love that we have in this world. It makes us more susceptible for bala. The more you're attached to this world, the more you're susceptible when Allah takes it away from you, that you will be feeling very sad, that you'll be feeling in great grief because you're attached to it. So one of the ways that we can make ourselves stronger people, one of the ways that we can separate ourselves and make ourselves less susceptible to bala, is to love the world less, to like it less. Not the good parts of the world, not spirituality, not God and the creation. The world is in the lower desires, the hayat ad-dunya, meaning the lower life, the material world, to have less attachment. If you love something more, if God takes it away or if it's harmed, you're going to be more upset. So if we distance ourselves from the world, whatever Allah takes away from us will be less harmed by it. One of the other methods that we can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is that we can remember how Imam Hussein alayhi salam had patience and sabr. We can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam his patience. That one of the things that we need to strengthen is this ability to deal with things that we don't like. It's called sabr. There's sabr on musibat, sabr when calamities happen, you become very strong, you become immune. And two is sabr on ma'siyat. You become you endure yourself. When it comes to sin, you become very strong and you have sabr and patience. Imam Hussein was very sabur. He had a lot of patience on the day of Ashura. On the day of Ashura, it says that some of his companions, of course, companions were in different levels, but Imam Hussein was like a mountain in Ashura. That when he saw some of them begin to become weak, that he gave them courage, he gave them patience. Inshallah, he gives us patience to deal with our trials and tribulations. In this Muharram, we learn to deal with our pains and trials and tribulations. We learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he instilled forbearance and patience, and he made people very strong when it came to difficult times. Inshallah, he will look at us and he'll grant us this patience.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
In this part and in this episode of today's special, we'll learn about a lesson from Karbala, and that is, don't accept humiliation. In one of his speeches, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, said that the authorities in Kufa had given him only two options, humiliation or death. He carried on saying, and we do not accept humiliation. A tradition reported by Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, records that other than not accepting humiliation, Almighty Allah has given to believers a choice in all matters. The other lesson from Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, is keeping an open mind. This means thinking independently and being just in one's judgment, not simply following others blindly and keeping one's eyes closed. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein addressed Yazid's troops, may Allah remove his mercy from them, O followers of Abu Sufyan, if you are not following the teachings of Islam, then as free men, be independent of judgment. On what basis do you fight me now? As the previous episode of today's special, in this part, we'll listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein's fight had two dimensions and can have two different fallouts. Nonetheless, both outcomes are good. One result was that Imam Hussein could defeat Yazid's government and take power away from those who oppressed the people and devastated the fate of the people so he could arrange things in an appropriate way. If this had happened, the root of history would have revolved. Another dimension was that if Imam al-Hussein could not, for whatever reason, achieve political and military victory, then he would not by words, but rather by blood, by resisting oppression, by a language that history will never forget, make his narrative flow like a perpetual and non-interruptible stream in history. This is what Imam al-Hussein did. So as a result of some people's carelessness, the first goal was not achieved, but the second goal was accomplished. This is something that no power can take away from Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
When someone is being murdered or killed, they hold funeral for him, memorial for him, burial for him. Imam Hussein had none of these. His body was completely crushed. Nothing was left out of the body of Imam Hussein. Imam Zain al-Abidin had a difficult time when he came to gather the body. It was cut into pieces. He had difficult time to carry him and bury him. He said, the angels are helping me. It's unprecedented. The Arab scholar says, Sharif al-Radi says, لو رسول الله يحيى بعده جلس اليوم عليه للعزاء. If the Prophet is resurrected today, after 1400 years, he, the Prophet himself, would be the first one to establish a session of aza and lamentation and mourning and sadness for Imam Hussein. He himself will be the leader to do that. This is why Imam Hussein is an exception. And that season does not only belong to him, the season of Muharram and Ashura. Though he is the hero, but that season belongs to all the prophets and messengers, including our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are commemorating and celebrating their legacy, their messages, their sacrifices, their work, their giving, their contributions. We are commemorating all of them. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam al-Hussein and his true followers were martyred. That was all for today's special and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد